Welcome to the Double R Show, the podcast that features everything about North Lincoln County. The Double R Show, directed and produced by Paul Robertson and hosted by the voice of Lincoln City, Roger Robertson.
Fires in Hawaii caused tremendous amount of damage, but it enlightened the spirit of a family in Lincoln City. With me is Frank Napoleon. And Frank, you have family on Maui that suffered the fire of the century, if you will.
Yeah, I have two nieces that lost their homes. I have a cousin who was missing for about 10 days, but he was just found a couple days ago, so he's okay. We're all kind of worried at one point. And I also have two classmates that have lost their homes in the Lahaina fires.
That's a lot of close relationships.
Yeah, it kind of hit me when I didn't know how they were. And my family members from Kauai called and goes, "Hey, you know, Tanya lost her home." And I goes, "What?" I goes, "Malia lost their home and Kayla lost their home." I goes, "No." You know, I was just in shock. And then when I found out through Facebook that a couple of my classmates lost their homes also, mm-hmm. I felt, okay, this is hitting a lot of people that I know.
What are they going to do?
What am I going to do?
What are they going to do?
Right now, my niece, Malia, her and her husband have found a place to camp at. And they stayed back to help her neighbors and friends around there by feeding them and doing whatever they can to help.
Lost everything, but they stayed back to help others.
Yeah. In fact, they sent their kids back to Kauai, where the family's originally from, and all my family in Kauai sent a container load of food, generators, tents, sleeping bags, diapers, toiletries, you name it. They sent it over to Malia, and then she's been distributing it out to people in need there.
Now, speaking of helping people in Hawaii, you had the opportunity to lead quite a drive at the Eagles Lodge here in Lincoln City?
Yeah, with the help of the Eagles president and a lot of the Eagles members, they asked me, goes, "You know, why don't we do some kind of benefit breakfast and send all the money that we can to the..." We sent it to the Hawaii Community Foundation, mm-hmm. which 100% of that money goes to helping the people right away. In fact, my niece Malia is the one who told me that, "Uncle, if you're going to send something, send it to this group because they're already here helping us." So that's what we did. We surprisingly had way more people than we anticipated.
For the breakfast?
For the breakfast. I was preparing for about 100 people. We ended up serving 168 in that two-hour period. And we had to turn people away, and we had to refund people their money because we had so much more orders coming in that we had to say, "Sorry, you know, we're out of food."
What does that say to Frank Napoleon to see that kind of generosity coming at you?
Well, it's our community. I feel our community has helped a lot of people. Like when we had our fires here, mm-hmm. we had the same thing. A lot of people donated food for us to cook, to serve the people that we could. You know, we were putting out maybe 500-600 meals a week, you know, to help with the Otis fire victims. And it's all because the Eagles have allowed me to work there and cook and help supply the needs here in town.
Any further events like that upcoming, Frank?
Yes, actually, on September 23rd, we just worked this out last night. Don Elmore, the Eagles president, said, "Let's do a luncheon or something." So the 23rd of September, we're going to have a luncheon for the same thing. It'll be from 11:30 to 2. It'll be like 5 choice items for the menu, and we're hoping people will come in and help support that event also.
Traditional Hawaiian food?
Yeah, we're doing kalua pig and cabbage, shoyu chicken, and let's see, teri beef, and the most popular item has been the loco moco.
The what?
The loco moco.
And that is?
Well, there's different variations of it, okay. But this one is would have 2 scoops of rice. We'll have roasted pork over the top, 2 eggs, over medium eggs, on top of that, smothered in a beef pork gravy, topped with green onions, and a side of macaroni salad would be served with that. Let me just put it this way. This past Sunday, I served 98 locomocos. That's how popular that was. So we said, well, we might as well serve it again for lunch, you know, see how that goes.
Interesting. And again, the date on that at the Eagles Lodge will be what, Frank?
The 23rd of September from 11:30 to 2 is when we'll be serving. But we'll be open earlier.
And there'll be the cost would be what?
Depends which you order it. It'll be between $12 and $14 a plate. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, it'll come with rice, macaroni salad, and your main course.
Will there be auction items, raffle items, this type of thing like you've done in the past?
Actually, Hula Girl Cakes from Toledo will be setting up her famous desserts there for sale also. And what she does is, like at the last event we had, she wasn't anticipating that many people showing up. So she made some items to sell, and she sold out within 20 minutes. And at the luau that I held at my house, she came over and sold some items also. And she sold out really quickly too, and she raised over $800 that she gave to us to send over to Maui. So it's amazing. And she's going to come and set up again on the 23rd.
The place that you're sending money to in Maui that goes directly to the individuals, how do we get in contact with that? Where do we write? Where do we call?
Gosh. In fact, Roger, I have some information.
Okay.
I don't have their mailing address with me, but it is www.hawaiicommunityfoundation.org/Maui-strong. That's the organization that we sent this last check to. And I don't know if I told you, but we sent $3,745 after this last fundraising event we had.
That's really remarkable, coming from Lincoln City, a small town on the Oregon coast, going to help out people in Hawaii. That's remarkable.
Yeah, you know, there's a Hawaii connection here in town. There's quite a few Hawaiians, I don't know if you noticed, besides myself.
Yeah.
And it's fun that we all got together. Sherwood Phillips came and played music for us, and some other, like Jennifer Chang, she's the one who does Hula Girl Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Hawaii also, so she stepped right up and made all the desserts for us to sell and all that. So I'm thankful for having people like that to help, besides the Eagles Lodge and the members that did stuff. I mean, Don Elmore donated all the eggs and ham that we needed for the event. Depot Bay Bakery donated all the Hawaiian sweetbread. And then Oceans Apart Catering donated everything else that we had for the event, so that 100% of our sales went directly to the Maui Strong.
And before we get out of here, Frank, again, the next event will be
23rd of September, okay, from 11:30 to 2 at the Eagles Lodge in Lincoln City.
So you better come early.
Yeah, well, we're hoping we get a good turnout for this also, because this is the first time we're trying a luncheon. It's always been breakfast that, you know, we've been doing for this.
And hopefully your family continues to recover and rebound.
Yes, I'm so thankful for the help, and so are they. They've expressed a great big mahalo, as they say, to everybody here.
Frank Napoleon, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Join Northwest Natural for the Get Ready event. If a natural disaster hits our area, we want you and your family to be prepared. Northwest Natural will join other emergency preparedness organizations for the 2023 Get Ready event in Lincoln City on Saturday, September 9, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the St. Clair Fire Station in Taft. The Get Ready event is free to attend. There will be food, activities, and the chance to speak with local experts to learn about preparedness for various kinds of emergencies. In addition, Northwest Natural will be handing out starter preparedness go bags for the first 300 attendees. Each year, Northwest Natural partners with local fire departments and other public agencies and organizations to provide vital emergency preparedness information to our customers and the public. This is a year-round effort with specific emphasis during National Preparedness Month every September. So plan to be ready for the Get Ready this Saturday, September 9th at 11 a.m.
Wouldn't it be great to have all your insurance needs handled by one agency? This is Charlotte Lado with Farmers Insurance and the Insurance Store. Visit our office next to the Wildflower Grill in Lincoln City. Let us be your one stop for your personal, commercial, health, and Medicare insurance needs.
When looking for the bestsellers of today and yesterday, look no further than Bob's Beach Books. Hi, I'm Diana Portwood, and on behalf of my sister Emily at Robert's Bookshop, we thank our dad, Bob, for the vision he had in establishing our two family-owned bookstores in Lincoln City.
I'm Adina Zeller. Zeller's is now in two North Lincoln County locations, the original Zeller's in Rose Lodge, and now Zeller's in Lincoln City, formerly Maxwell's. Zeller's with great family food and kick and fun, like our line dancing. Just wait until you try our homemade clam chowder.
Lincoln City in the past has suffered the incredible fires. Hawaii now doing the same, suffering from fires. The community of Lincoln City is gathering together to help the residents of Maui as well. Somebody that has firsthand knowledge of the way the community is helping is Pastor Mike Grogan of the Congregational Church here in Lincoln City. What type of things has the church done, Pastor Mike?
Well, most of our work as the church has been financially, because the United Church of Christ partners with other denominations through Church World Service to help in disasters. And so we have a program through the United Church of Christ called One Great Hour of Sharing that we do every year. In February, generally churches collect funds, but throughout the year when a disaster strikes, then church members and communities can funnel their funds through the United Church of Christ into Church World Service. And they're people that put boots on the ground and are there within hours of most disasters, helping with food and with emergency shelter and even loan relief, all kinds of different things. And so that's what we've done at our church. Many of our members in our church have given to these funds. And then we've been able to channel some of the funds from local community members that have just wanted to help and have come to you, actually, and said, hey, we've got some money we want to send, but we don't know where to send it or what to do. And you were able to say, well, I know a place that's doing that. And so we've been able to get funds over to Maui, particularly for us as a UCC church, our sister church in Waiola that was lost in the fire, historic congregational church there on Maui going back to the missionary days, was destroyed in the fire, and so some funds are going there and other places as well to help, as I said, with food and water and shelter, clothing, all kinds of disaster relief.
You were a minister on Oahu, correct?
I was on Oahu for 3 years before coming here. I was part of the Hawaii Conference of the United Church of Christ there. Lots of UCC churches, congregational churches on the islands. I did not have any experience personally with the Waiola Church when I was there. I visited there on vacation years before I ever thought I'd be a pastor in Hawaii, and visited the Waiola Church because we spent a week on Maui. So I'm familiar with that building and that location and with the city of Lahaina, and was just devastated when I saw the news reports and the videos coming out of that wildfire sweeping through there.
Any sense of what they may or may not be doing?
Well, I know that there's some real political, local political issues. One of the things that the people in Maui have done, in Hawaii, each island or series of islands are counties. So like there's the city and county of Honolulu is the island of Oahu. And then Maui, Molokai, and Lanai make up Maui County. And Maui County is suing Hawaii Electric Power Company. You know, we heard about this a lot with the California wildfires in recent years, that power lines have been responsible for some of these fires. We always assume, oh, it's, you know, someone didn't put out their campfire, it was a lightning strike, but a lot of times it's these high power lines. And people had been lobbying with HEP to turn off their power, do rolling brownouts, and they weren't doing that. And so there seems to be some indications that this was part of what started those fires. And so a lot of that is political and court cases and things like that happening. I know one of the things that they're doing, I just heard a piece on some chefs that are well known in Hawaii. One of them was on this Top Chef show, a guy named Sheldon, and he's feeding thousands of people every day as they collect food with money that's being brought. Of course, again, you know, in Hawaii, everything has to be shipped there. Mm-hmm. And so supply chain and those kinds of things, I think, are being fast-tracked to make sure people have enough food and fresh water to make it through this time.
You did mention myself raising money. It was actually Brett Lucich, an entertainer here in Lincoln City. He stood outside of Eleanor's Undertow singing music and with a jar. And one story I'd like to relate, an employee of Moe's, she brought over the first day that he was there, brought over all of her tips for the day and put it in a jar. The next day she came back with three $100 bills and put those in the jar, and at the end of the day brought back all of her tips again for the second day. That is giving from the heart and then some.
I think it's just remarkable. I'm so amazed. I've been here in Lincoln City for going on 10 years. The end of this year will be my 10th year here, which is hard to believe. But this town just astounds me. We've had our own wildfires. We've had a variety of local programs. The Stuff a Bus that you and your wife are so involved in, and other charitable giving. I'm just amazed by Lincoln citizens and how they always rise to the occasion. And this is a great story of a woman who, you know, when you're working for tips at a restaurant, you're not making a bundle of money. And to take 2 days worth of tips and donate it to people you know nothing about, to help them just survive, just speaks volumes of the kind of people that live in our community and what they're willing to do to help their fellow human beings.
Not only the tips, but an additional three $100 bills. It's amazing.
I don't understand that level of compassion and the willingness to be that helpful. And it just happens over and over again. You know, I'm involved in the music festival and it's contributions from people that keep it going. And there are so many organizations in our little town, Angels Anonymous, you know, other service clubs. There's always seems to always be some group that is needing money, and people always rise to the occasion.
It's certainly a community with a heart, is it not?
It definitely is. It definitely is. And we do our little part here at the Congregational Church. And I know that the other churches in our community do their part with the food pantry and just all kinds of stuff that helps people get through their daily lives.
And again, if somebody wants to help out the citizenry of Maui, just stop here at the church?
Sure. They could just bring by a check. What you would want to do is make the check out to the church and in the memo put O-G-H-S. Maui Wildfires. OGHS is One Great Hour of Sharing.
Pastor Mike Grogan of Lincoln City, the Lincoln City Congregational Church, here in, of course, Lincoln City. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, it's Jesse Geller with the Beach Club and Event Center. Need a few more reasons to stop on by? We're now offering Taco Tuesdays and Italian Wednesdays. If you need a space to rent, we're your people. We're located at 2020 Northeast 22nd Street in Lincoln City.
If you're looking for great early garden fresh produce, it's Kenny's IGA in the Bay Area of Lincoln City. Four generations of Morgans caring for your every grocery need. All of your favorite beverages, a full deli, meat, produce, and of course, groceries.
Northwest Septic Service is your one-stop shop for all your septic needs.
Northwest Septic Service offers pumping, maintenance, repair, and inspections with one call. 541-994-6977.
Buying or selling a home? Northwest Septic Service can inspect your sewer line or an entire septic system.
Old or failing septic system? Northwest Septic Service can rejuvenate most drain fields, saving you thousands of dollars. 541-994-6977.
Serving Lincoln, Tillamook, and Yamhill counties, Northwest Septic Service.
Defensible space. What is it? Doug Strange from North Lincoln Fire and Rescue is with us. Defensible space is what, Doug?
Defensible space is creating a safer zone around your house. And we do evaluations on that so people can get an idea what they need to be done. So it's things from trimming trees, getting bushes away from the house, and that type of thing. So if you have a wildfire, there's a better chance, or even a fire just in the brush, there's a better chance that it'll burn around your house and won't take the house out.
We've had past experience about fires in North Lincoln County. But we have a number of our local firefighters that are south right now fighting other grassland fires, correct?
Yeah, we've got a task force down just out of, they're north of Roseburg and west of Sutherland down there in the Tyhee Complex fire. They're down doing wildfire work right now.
Why does that happen? Firefighters go from one jurisdiction to another. How does that happen?
Well, when they get fires that are big enough and they're threatening structures, then the governor will put out a conflagration thing, and then they get mutual aid from all different agencies. So the wildland people are doing wildland stuff. Our people are doing protection of houses, prepping houses, and assisting where needed like that. So
they will be gone for a extended period of time?
They can be gone now up to 21 days. This crew has only been down there for, I think this is their fourth day that they've gone. So, and it depends on the fire they're at and the weather, and if they get it knocked down enough that the structures are protected, then they'll pull them out of there and let the ODF and the other agencies take care of that.
And any department from any place in the state of Oregon can be called up to?
Yeah. Our group here that went is Lincoln County this time, and it's got people from North Lincoln, Newport, Toledo, Siletz, and Walport and Yawhats, I believe, all went. So
let's go back to talking about the defensible space. You said the people will come to a home or a business and do the on-site assessment?
Yeah, we've got three people right now that are trained, have did the training on defensible space, and if you call and make an appointment with them, they'll come out and do the walk around with you and tell you what should be changed. They're not going to tell you you have to change anything, but they'll show you different things like wood stacked against a house, the trees that are overhanging houses, and they'll give you an idea what you can do to mitigate that, to make it safer.
And right now you can't say it'll never happen here.
No, we found that out the hard way, thinking it never would happen here, and it did. So
let's talk a little bit about the department, North Lincoln Fire Department. You've got how many firefighters?
I believe, and I'm kind of believing here, I think we've got 24 paid firefighters right now. And we have two engine companies. One runs out of the north end and one out of the south end. There's paramedics on both those engines. And then the volunteers are supplementing into that. Plus, we have fire marshal. I'm the deputy chief, fire chief, and two office staff people.
But then you're also tied in with a lot of other departments up and down the Oregon coast, right?
Yeah, we assist Nesco or South Tillamook County, basically. We assist them to the north, Depot Bay to the south. To the east now is the casino fire department that's out there. So, and those are just mutual aid, just in the area, but we'll go where we're needed, so.
But it's not just fire that you respond to.
No, we do, in this department, we do fires, medicals, we do water rescues, we do a variety of things. We're multi-purpose, I guess you would say. If we're called, we try to help out, so.
And the volunteer end, let's talk a little bit about the volunteer. Why would somebody become a volunteer with North Lincoln Fire and Rescue?
Well, we've got several right now that are just coming on, and most of them are, they like what they see. They want to participate in being a volunteer fireman or the firefighter stuff. And it's very interesting to them. You get to do a lot of different things. There's a lot of training, but it's a good benefit to the community.
Oh, it's a huge benefit to the community. I mean, you would anticipate spending how much time away from home doing this?
It can vary a lot, but we drill weekly, and that's 3 hours a night on Monday, and then calls. It depends on the calls that come in, but you could be, you know, some of them could be away from the house like 10 hours a week probably, which doesn't sound like much, but to someone that's already working, has a family, it's a big benefit to help out.
That's a huge commitment as well.
Yeah, it's a big commitment. They got to be committed, and we've got some really good volunteers around here right now and some new ones coming up getting training. So
you've got a lot of years in fire experience, do you not?
Yeah, I've been here now, I think, at North Lincoln as a volunteer, and now I'm paid deputy chief for 38 years. I retired from Salem Fire after 30 years. So I've been around a lot. I've been a paramedic all those years, so I've done medical fire and various other tasks. So,
all of your training, OJT, if you will, or did you spend some time in school?
there's always some school time with it, because when you take the firefighter stuff, it can be on the job type stuff, but some of our people have associate's degrees or bachelor's degree in firefighting, which you can go get that. And the medical end of it, if you're a paramedic, you basically have an associate's degree in that, and then there's other training on the job below that.
And the training goes on and on, does it not?
Yes, paramedic. Well, the medical end of it is from the basics on up is every 2 years. You have to have so many hours in to do it. The firefighting end of it is calculated by the Department of Training over in Salem, and they have to meet those requirements too.
Okay, and again, if somebody has that home, that business, that defensible space, call the either office or where do they call?
They would just call here, because it usually goes through our fire marshal. So the number that they have is just the one number now. It all rings into one station here. And then it would be, they would ask for someone that's doing defensible space, and then they would talk to him, and he would set up a time that they can go do it. And it's free to do it. So,
any other things that from the fire perspective that people need to be aware of, fall and winter coming on? You mentioned firewood, getting the furnace retuned, these things?
Yeah, right now we're dealing, as kind of everybody knows, with very dry conditions, even though it's cooler here. So there's a burn ban now. As we get into the fall and the rains hit, then people will be able to start outside the city doing backyard burns. And if you have a wood fireplace, you need to have that clean or inspected. A furnace, I would do the same thing, because they probably haven't been running much this year, and it's always a good thing to get them looked at.
Doug Strange has been with us, and he is the Deputy Chief Operations and Training for North Lincoln Fire and Rescue District Number 1. We'll continue in a moment.
Opportunities abound on the Central Oregon coast. Chinook Winds is hiring right now for entry-level and career positions. Visit us at chinookwinds.com to learn more about jobs in hospitality, security, slot technology, food and beverage, culinary arts, and more. Joining the Chinook Winds team means advancement potential, low-cost health coverage, free on-shift meals, free gym membership, and competitive pay. Don't miss our hiring event Saturday, September 23rd, upstairs in the Chinook Winds Convention Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be ready to interview on the spot. All successful applicants are eligible for a $1,500 signing bonus. So polish up your resume and come to Chinook Winds Convention Center Saturday, September 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for our hiring event. Chinook Winds Casino Resort in Lincoln City, where careers are better at the beach.
Being prepared is what it's all about, and one way to be prepared is making a stop at Lincoln City Sporting Goods. With us right now is Bruce Pulvey, and being prepared is more than just a good line.
Absolutely. We've been selling emergency preparedness for over, going into four decades now. And recent events that we've all seen in the news tells people that not only should you have an emergency kit for your home, you should have one for your car, because you can get your got in your car anywhere during an event, whether it be an earthquake, fire, tsunami. So have those kits for your car, have them for your home, and have them at work, because you never know what's going to be happening, and you could get stuck at work, you could get stuck in the traffic, and so we're telling everybody today, put together a good minimum 5-day emergency pack, have it in your vehicle, build up the ones in your home, and we've got lots of ideas for food. And the food has 25-year shelf life these days. Some of our customers joke that it'll last longer than them, and we've got emergency radios, all sorts of different ideas to keep people prepared.
Within the kit, you're going to find what, Bruce?
You're going to find 5 days of food, a way to prepare the food, stove, fuel for the stove. That fuel can even keep you warm if you need to. Utensils for the food and cooking the food. It's got 5 days of water in there. We recommend augmenting that kit with a few things, like maybe a water filter for more water if you need to go to a stream or so on. But it's got a first aid kit in there. It's not a robust first aid kit, but it's a good basic one. And there's emergency blankets in there, emergency ponchos, a lot of different stuff you need. Even things like playing cards to keep you busy if the time is going by slow. But there's a lot of stuff in those kits. And the nice thing about these five-day kits, they got room to add more. So if you need to add, they do come with like waterproof matches and stuff to do the cooking and to light fires. But you can always add more features to it. You can add a knife, you can add a hatchet. So we basically tell people, come on in and, you know, start your kit. Once you start your kit, then add stuff to it and keep checking it, making sure everything you need in it. We even have a nice little food bar that's under $5 that will give you 2,400 calories. It'll feed you for 2 days. Simple, easy item. Put it in your glove box. Put it in your emergency pack. It's a great idea.
And fall and winter are knocking at the door.
Absolutely. Be prepared for the power outages. Have yourself a good wind-up radio. That way you can use this wind-up radio to charge your cell phone when the power is out. Make sure you got flashlights. There's all sorts of great flashlights these days. They're very efficient with LED, rechargeable. A lot of nice options.
Be prepared. Lincoln City Sporting Goods here in Lincoln City. It's available. Buy it now.
Yes, come in, get ready, be prepared. And it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. The question is when it's going to happen.
And the city of Lincoln City has some important meetings forthcoming, like Tuesday, September the 19th at 6 o'clock. It's a Planning Commission meeting. Wednesday, September 22-30, Parks and Rec Board. And on Monday, September the 25th, City Council meets. Final meeting for September, the Sustainable Committee. That's at 3 o'clock on September the 28th in Council Chambers. All of the meetings are open to the general public. You're invited to attend and participate. Talking about being invited to attend and participate, if you are a veteran, the American Legion Post 97 is trying to reconnect with all military veterans and help veterans in need. They meet the first Tuesday of each month, high noon, at the Hilltop Inn here in Lincoln City. As we heard earlier in the program, get ready. Be ready for winter. The Get Ready program is underway. This is September 9th. It's a free event that will help you get ready, talk with local experts to learn about preparedness, especially with the forthcoming winter months on the horizon. So be ready. It's at the Sinclair Fire Station. Again, it is Saturday, September 9. Be ready, get ready. Salmon River Cleanup starting at Knight Park, 2341 North Three Rocks Road, Otis. This is September the 16th, 10 until 1. An opportunity to help Mother Nature and help us look a whole heck of a lot better. They'll be picking up trash by boat and by foot to improve the river and the wildlife and for the people. If you have a boat you'd like to participate, just give a call. There will be coffee and refreshments in the morning. And the phone number to call, 541-265-9195. Salmon River Cleanup, let's work together. And the Newport Performing Arts Center is going to be the home for the classics you love. This is a spotlight on the Teachers Benefit Concert. It will feature a couple of Lincoln City notables, including Rita Wharton and Carol Wolf. This is at the Newport Performing Arts Center, September 17th, 2 o'clock, Sunday at 2. And as we take a long-range look at some of the activities forthcoming in our area, Senior Fair, October 3rd, On Stage Alaska, October 5, and the Angel Ball, December 2nd. Teachers don't teach for the income, they teach for the outcome. Thanks to all of the people that supported our Stuff a Bus, over $17,700 in cash and merchandise will go to all of our schools in North Lincoln County to help them help the kids. That'll do it to the doings on a Double R Show. Please remember to like, subscribe, and share so family and friends around the world and across the street can join us on a Double R Show. For Paul, I'm Double R. Have a happy day.
You've been listening to the Double R Show. Join Roger and Paul Robertson as they explore everything about North Lincoln County. The Double R Show, produced by Always Productions and hosted by Roger Robertson. Have a story? Email contact@alwaysproductions.com or call 458-201-3039. For the Double R Show, I'm Jana Grahn.